Stay tuned for a message from Facebook after the show.
Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Today is the one-year anniversary of the last time President Donald Trump spoke to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. We're living through the most difficult year in most of our lifetimes, and the President of the United States and the Speaker of the House have never spoken. And it seems like someone is stuck in 2017. Trump said last night to Savannah Guthrie on the NBC Town Hall live from Miami that Senate Republicans will go big on a COVID relief plan. He said the reason they haven't said yes is because he hasn't asked them to. And we've got an update from Washington's most eager man. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Pelosi spoke for 80 minutes Thursday and said they made progress in their quest to get a COVID relief deal. There are 18 days until the election.
Here's a rarity. Not a single story on the front page of the New York Times mentions Trump before the jump. Our colleagues David Siders and Anita Kumar make some good points in a story on last night's town halls, noting it was less of a split screen and more of a breach in the political universe. Flicking back and forth between Biden and Trump, as I did last night, was like going from Bob Ross to WrestleMania. For all the flack NBC got, Guthrie pressed Trump quite hard and elicited interesting responses. The White House and Trump campaign were suggesting late Thursday that Guthrie was not focused on the issues that matter to everyday Americans. The Times has a piece up about how Savannah Guthrie grilled Trump, which was a contrast to ABC's sober Biden talk.
In a political season where Democrats have been raising insane amounts of money, this is actually bonkers. Maine GOP Senator Susan Collins raised $8.3 million last quarter and has $6.6 million on hand after raising a total of $25.2 million for the cycle. Sarah Gideon, her Democratic challenger, raised $39.4 million last quarter and has $22.7 million cash on hand after raising a total of $63.6 million this cycle. The Post is reporting that the White House was warned that Rudy Giuliani was a target of a Russian intel operation to feed misinformation to the president. And that was fast. The Post notes that Twitter made a stunning policy reversal yesterday, changing the rule about hacked materials that blocked the New York Post story about Biden. But it wasn't fast enough. The Senate Judiciary has voted to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. And the Wall Street Journal had an op-ed with this headline, Twitter's partisan censors.
The coronavirus continues to rage. 7.9 million Americans have tested positive for COVID-19. 217,000 have died. The Times reports Chris Christie says he should have worn a mask at the White House. Our colleague Dan Goldberg has the latest on how hospitals are searching for enough beds and nurses as the coronavirus rebounds. Meanwhile, the AP has a report out that the White House has put two political operatives in at the CDC to try to control information. The Journal has the latest on stocks edging lower as COVID-19 cases rise, and the weakening job picture continues in the U.S.
From NWA to MAGA, Alex Eisenstadt has the inside story of how Ice Cube joined forces with Donald Trump. And Zach Montalero looks at how Biden routed Trump in September fundraising, raising $383 million compared to Trump's $248 million. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will leave Doral, Florida at 11:40 a.m. and travel to Fort Myers, Florida. He will give a speech about protecting seniors at the Calusa Sound Convention Center and Amphitheater at 1:30 p.m. He'll depart at 2:40 en route to Ocala, Florida, where he will speak at a campaign rally at 4:15 at the Ocala International Airport. Afterward, he will travel to Middle Georgia Regional Airport in Macon, Georgia. He will attend another campaign rally at 7. Afterwards, he will return to Washington, where he will arrive at the White House at 10:30.
VP Mike Pence will lead a coronavirus task force meeting at 10:30 in the sit room. He'll leave at 12:25 for Morrisville, North Carolina, where he'll give a campaign speech. Afterwards, he'll return to Washington. Joe Biden goes to Michigan. He'll deliver remarks on healthcare in Southfield and attend a virtual meeting with African-American faith leaders. In the evening, Biden will attend an event in Detroit about early voting. Kamala Harris will attend a virtual fundraiser. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook. One last thing, Politico has a new podcast launching October 21st, Global Translations. Host Louisa Savage, Politico reporters, and global experts take a hard look at how the pandemic is impacting supply chains and the everyday goods we rely on, including PPE.
At Facebook, we continue to take critical steps to better secure our platforms, including more than tripling safety and security teams to 35,000 people and partnering with security researchers, other tech companies, and law enforcement. What's next? We support updating internet regulations to address today's challenges and hold companies, including Facebook, accountable for combating foreign election interference, protecting people's privacy, and enabling safe and easy data portability between platforms. Learn more at about.fb.com/regulation.